Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me for this bonus podcast episode as we take a look at the energies of Jupiter in Capricorn, sextiling Neptune in Pisces for the third and final time in 2020. I wanted to do this extra episode for you to help you focus in on these two areas of your chart that are working together harmoniously and to talk about how you can make the most of these energies, because this has been an ongoing transiting aspect throughout 2020 that has connected three times and revealed an ongoing process in your life. However, this is a softer energy. It is receptive. It is quiet. And if you're not tuning into it, if you don't feel it or you don't sense it, it would be really easy to miss it. So I thought it would be worthwhile to discuss these energies and really call them out for you so that you can tap into these messages, the intuition, and what is gaining strength in your life, as well as the energy of the higher self that is whispering, that's quiet, that again isn't always a loud voice, but it's a bit like tuning the radio dial to the correct station. And when you do so, you start to hear these messages louder and clearer, and they become stronger. So let's start by talking about one of the energies here that's unfolded throughout 2020 as this Jupiter in Capricorn has been sextiling Neptune in Pisces. Now, let's go back to 2019 when Jupiter was in Sagittarius. And that was when Jupiter was squaring Neptune in Pisces throughout 2019, perhaps bringing in some bigger dreams, some bigger wishes, some excitement, but not making it clear how the pieces could fit together. How is this going to happen? It's a bit like having a big dream, a big wish, but the timing of 2019 didn't quite connect. There were maybe things that didn't make sense, other priorities you had. You didn't know the details. You didn't know the specifics. Now, throughout 2020, even though we've had a lot of very big energies that have changed our lives, this Jupiter in Capricorn has been working with Neptune and Pisces, and bringing about more clarity, grounding, and strength into that bigger dream, that higher connection to your spiritual self, or perhaps to even realizing more of what's possible in your life. So what you want to do is identify where transiting Jupiter has been in your chart between 17 and 20 degrees of Capricorn. Between 17 and 20 degrees of Capricorn specifically. So you identify that house placement. Then you want to identify where transiting Neptune in Pisces has been between 18 and 20 degrees of Pisces. 18 to 20 degrees of Pisces. So you're looking at these two areas of your chart, 17 to 20 degrees of Capricorn and 18 to 20 degrees of Pisces. And this is where the two planets have been talking to each other, perhaps quietly, perhaps behind the scenes, maybe even in whispers. Again, it's not a loud energy. It's a softer energy behind the scenes, working in the background. But when you tune into the frequency of these messages, it can open up a lot for you. So after you've identified where these degree points are for you, now you're going to make a connection here between these two houses in your chart. So Jupiter in Capricorn has been moving through a section of your chart, and this is the energy of resources, next steps, understanding your purpose, bringing together a new plan, understanding what you want to do next, what you want to build, where you want to direct your energy, the next goal, even an understanding about more of your mission work, what you're gifted at, what you want to contribute, or what you want to put out into the world. So typically we think of Capricorn as the career and professional areas of our life. This is also related to just your overall sense of life direction. So take whatever resonates for you. Then we have this Neptune in Pisces, and this energy is our higher self that's traveling with us right now. And Neptune in Pisces is where we are needing to transmute energies, where we let go, we surrender, and we detach at an egoic level from this area of your life, where you're being asked to not go too much into the shoulds or what you expect or what you think should happen. The Neptune and Pisces energy is asking you to sit on a cloud, be an observer, float along, enjoy the view, enjoy what you're experiencing, look at the spiritual significance, understand what's happening, but don't get too attached to it, meaning don't hold on tightly, because this is the area of your life that energy is moving and changing form, and that you're being asked to go into the energy of your higher self and to be more of a spiritual master through this energy. So with these two planets and their two levels of consciousness working together harmoniously, there are some clear messages coming through about trusting the process you've been moving through, but there is an energy of stabilizing faith in the process. Stabilizing, which is that Jupiter in Capricorn, the dream that Neptune in Pisces is holding, it's giving you strength in trusting yourself, strength in what you cannot see. It gives you the energy to work, apply effort, put in the time for something you want, that new dream, that new experience, that new direction. The Neptune in Pisces energy is also giving you ideas about what that could be. The whispers, the soft hints, perhaps even visuals that come through your dreams, through your third eye, through your crown chakra, about what your work in the world could be or could look like. I also feel like this Neptune in Pisces is showing us that we travel with what we need in this lifetime, even when we can't see it, but we can feel it. We can feel it in our bones. And the Capricorn energies are about the physical structures of our bodies, specifically our bones, our teeth, anything that supports the skeleton that is the skeleton. And Capricorn also holds our karmic energies. So it's interesting because I feel like our physical bodies are certainly changing at this time. They're changing in their form and their structure. We're changing at a DNA level and we're changing at a cellular level. And so this Neptune and Pisces energy is supporting that transmutation of cellular levels and cellular layers being exfoliated. And so this is that removal of energy. This is that transmutation of form. And so if you were to look at your body as this vessel of energy that's meant to shift and change, it can help you understand the messages your body is giving you. Now, this happens externally and internally. Yes, you can exfoliate the skin. Yes, you can do certain rituals and habits to support your physical body, but it's also the internal workings that can be fortified at a cellular level. And this relates to vitamins, herbs, minerals, supplements, anything that helps the body's internal systems feel cleansed. Of course, there's detoxes, there's ways to clean the organs, the liver, the kidney, the stomach, the digestive tract. Everything in the body is meant to change and replenish itself. And I feel like part of what we've been moving through this year, again, it might not be conscious or in your awareness, but your body has been speaking to you about what it needs energetically as we move into these new paradigms. And so there's something that's changing in your body. It could even be as simple as you need more water every day, or there's certain foods you no longer want to eat, or there are certain habits that really resonate with you. You know, things you never thought you would do, now it's easier or more natural for you to integrate these routines. this is all part of the energetic turnover that we're going through, but this is how it's showing up physically. And I feel like it's important to be very aware of this because of the earth signs that are going to be continuing into the year ahead, but also because your body is gaining strength to navigate more of these shifting, changing energies. And it feels like we are being supplied with the resources, understanding, and information we need to move through the changes in the world and the changes in our lives. So that's one area of your life I want to call your attention to, is how your body's energies are changing and how that's actually very important right now as we move into the next decade. Now, getting back to the energy of Jupiter in Capricorn sextiling Neptune and Pisces three times in 2020, I want to call your attention to the process that's been unfolding. So, starting in mid-February of 2020, we had the first exact sextile, and that was February 17th through the 27th at 17 to 18 degrees, when both Jupiter and Neptune were connecting through an exact sextile. And this was the beginning of something coming forward and coming through to you. Now, the second time this energy was exact was July 25th to August 2nd, when they both connected at 20 degrees. So that would have been Jupiter and Capricorn at 20 degrees, Neptune and Pisces at 20 degrees. And that would have been a connection of energies to show you the second part of a process or the next steps or more information. And now we have October 3rd to the 14th of 2020, Jupiter in Capricorn at 18 degrees, sextiling Neptune in Pisces at 18 degrees. The third and final connection means that something has been coming through. A process has unfolded and greater clarity is now available around what you want to strengthen, around trusting your intuition, trusting what feels true for you, where you've gained clarity about a life purpose, life direction, life choice, where you've come to understand the gifts of divine timing, where it wasn't ready earlier in 2020, and it really wasn't ready in 2019. But something has made you stronger in your life. Something has brought about greater clarity, and it's been invigorating because that Jupiter in Capricorn gives us energy to go for what we want. We want to try it. We want to experience something. There is a sense of positivity associated with Jupiter, and it gives us, again, a strengthening in the backbone, in the confidence, in the sense of self, and allows you to look at how you can work in partnership and in cooperation with your spiritual messages. You can trust your intuition. You can trust the divine timing. You can also trust that it's okay to move through life when you don't have full control, when you don't know what's going to happen next, when you don't know what's going to come through, perhaps to support you or to show up. And so a process has been underway. And I feel like this process has had a number of phases and steps, because not only did we talk about how 2019 might have been inspiring when Jupiter was in Sagittarius, but we could go back even further when Jupiter was in Scorpio. And Jupiter in Scorpio was trining this Neptune in Pisces as well. So again, this could be something that you've felt or sensed for a few years now, really a few years. And what's interesting is that as these connections happen with Jupiter in Capricorn, we make decisions. We have clarity. There can be simplicity. There is perhaps even a strategy for what to do next, what steps to take, the concrete decisions and actions and how to move forward for the long term. And that's something else with this energy. It is a long-term energy because of how Capricorn wants to commit and move forward in a responsible manner that's going to pay off. So there's been perhaps these themes of not wasting your energy, not being frivolous with where you direct your time, energy, and attention, but to be very selective, to be very discerning, and to note that you can trust that part of a process. Certainly in some areas of our lives, things can happen quickly. They can come together fast. And this typically is associated with the fire signs and the air signs. But here we've been dealing with the earth signs and the water sign energies, and they are slower moving, and that serves a purpose too. So I feel like this energy is strengthening and showing you more of a bigger possibility or dream, and showing you that you can have what you want, you can manifest what you want if you don't give up too soon. If you don't just throw in the towel, or if you don't think that it has to happen on your timeline or immediately. And this is where we can be unaware of our own expectations. But this energy is showing you that when you stick with something, when you really keep believing, you apply the right energy to the outcome you're seeking, developments can happen in a way that move you forward. And again, it can happen in a better and bigger way because of your ongoing faith in the process. So depending on when you're listening to this, the middle of October 2020 is going to give you some next steps to what you've been working through in 2020. Again, maybe it's been on the sidelines, something that you've enjoyed but you didn't have a lot of energy for. Now it comes forward and asks for your commitment. And again, you want to be looking at the two houses in your chart that have 18 degrees of Capricorn and 18 degrees of Neptune. I'm sorry, of Pisces. And this is also a really big time if you have any planets or points between 17 and 20 degrees of the Earth signs, between 17 and 20 degrees of Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn, or if you have any planets or points between 17 and 20 degrees of the water signs, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces. The earth signs and the water signs are being supported here in realizing a new dream, next steps, where you want to go, what feels right. The feeling can be very strong. The intuitive understanding is very strong. And keep in mind, this does not come from your ego and it does not come from your mind. It comes from your intuition and your body. Okay, so the earth signs pertain to the physical self, the body, and the water signs pertain to your feelings and your intuition. Now, your ego or your sense of self-identity is typically related to the fire signs. And then your mind and your mental processes are related to the air signs. So this energy is about your physical self, your intuitive self, where you are motivated to move because there's a bigger energy coming through now that's supporting these next steps, that's supporting what you've been developing, considering, and perhaps dreaming about. And there's something that connects here that is timely, it's encouraging, and it's supporting where you're meant to go and what you're meant to build going forward. So I hope this has given you some good things to sit with and think about. I know there's a lot happening, and it's, again, easy to overlook some of these more subtle energies. But I feel this is very important because anytime the outer planets are dancing together, there is a synchronicity and a harmony that is connecting. And again, we want to be able to adjust our frequency dials to hear it, to tap into it, and to know where divine timing is absolutely working in your favor. So thank you so much for joining me for this shorter episode of my podcast. I'll be back soon with regular episodes on Mondays and Wednesdays. And keep in mind that you can also check out more astrology videos over on my YouTube channel, where I have various playlists that cover various topics, including some of the themes of 2020 and some of the energies you can learn about in your natal astrology chart. You can find out more about me at mollymccord.online. I am a published author as well, and that is new information for some of you who only know me as an astrologer, but I do have 12 books out there. They are available as audiobooks, ebooks, and paperbacks. And I also teach business development courses and information for those of you who are stepping into your mission work, who know what you're here to do. And I specifically help those of you who are doing it by yourself and who are developing your online business and online platform. And you can find out more about that at mollymccord.online. Thank you so much for joining me, and I will see you back here soon.